Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show, the YouTube live chat poll for today. This is a big one, folks. If you're paying attention to the news this weekend, and in my heart of hearts, I hope you weren't. Have a weekend, folks. What is the likelihood President Obama is arrested? If you go to the YouTube poll, you can vote there. The options are never, ever going to happen. More than 0%, very possible or imminent. I will tell you right now, just a little tip. I am in between two of these, and I'm not 100% sure which one I'm going to vote for. Let's get to our next guest. Ryan Schmelz joins us once again from Capitol Hill. He's the Fox News Radio Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. I keep hearing the summer recess is upon us, and I've heard that there are some judicial appointments that want to get through, and I've heard that there's a lot that wants to get done, and I don't know if it was the president or if it was the senator that was saying, cancel the recess. We got work to do. Ryan, are they hurrying? Is this like the night before finals cram taking place right now in Capitol Hill?
Yeah, so let me give you the lowdown. So I went to this gala on Friday called Taste of the South, and every state is represented there in the South, including Missouri. So Missouri is considered to be a southern state under the TOTS standards. While I was there, I get a text message, and this is at the pregame, and it is a screenshot of President Trump's Truth Social, where he is saying that Majority Leader Thune might have to cancel the August recess in order to get some of his nominees confirmed, or more of his nominees confirmed. And I was the ultimate bearer of bad news as I read that Truth Social post out loud to this party full of people. So
you didn't get kicked out, did you?
Yeah, no, I did not, thank goodness. But I think there is this thought that the summer recess might be in jeopardy if Republicans aren't able to get enough of these nominees confirmed by the end of the week. So the Senate at least might have to stay behind at least for a couple weeks maybe to get some of this done.
So, Ryan, can you tell me, before we talk about the work that needs to get done before that summer recess either does or does not happen, what is summer recess? I think that anytime people are listening to the show and they hear summer recess, why do they get a recess, blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, so they're not in Washington, D.C. They go back to their districts. Are they, like, vacationing during this time? How's that work?
I think it depends on who the member is. Some members do take the time to go on vacation. Others will go and just have a lot of constituent meetings. You know, some of these folks have really big districts in terms of travel. Like, you know, Wyoming has one representative. The representative representing Wyoming's got to go to every single portion of the state. And so August is pretty much a good time for them to do that. There's also fundraising. You know, a lot of these folks are in swing districts, or it might be a time for people like Speaker Johnson to go and travel to different areas where there might be a swing district. And he can fundraise with a member whose seat is vulnerable or with a member who they're trying to oust. You know, so I think there's a lot of different ways in which people utilize the August recess. But, you know, the way that this has been kind of shaping out over the last couple of years, maybe even for the last decade or so, is that we're usually up against the government funding fight, which usually the government runs out of money at the end of September. Well, August recess right before that September deadline. So a lot of these members get to go back to their districts and find out where the funding needs to go so they can bring that argument back to D.C. when they get back.
So how long does the recess traditionally last? Is it the full month of August?
Pretty much, yes. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So we hear that the president wants to get these appointments through. What other kinds of things are on Congress's list for themselves, as the president seems to be adding to that list, maybe to the top of the list or the bottom of the list?
Yeah.
What are they trying to complete?
Well, they're starting the government funding process, and they're going to have to be very aggressive about it if they want to get this done by the end of September. You know, Republicans are trying to do what's called the appropriations process, which is 12 individual spending bills that would fund the government through the end of September. Remember, this is something that Matt Gaetz really had a lot of butted heads with Kevin McCarthy on quite a lot. McCarthy was not able to get this done in time, and it ended up costing him. At least that's one of the reasons Matt Gaetz used to justify ousting Kevin McCarthy back when that happened. Speaker Johnson has promised that they're going to do it this time. However, they got started very late. Remember, we had a government funding battle in March. Well, they should have been probably focusing on this, but they had to focus on avoiding a shutdown back in March. Then you had the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which ate up a lot of Congress's time and a lot of Congress's efforts. And you also had other confirmations early on in President Trump's term, too. So we're here now about a little more than like 2 months away from a government shutdown, and Republicans are trying to get all these appropriations bills done. You know, I think the big one's going to be the defense spending bill. Obviously, the National defense eats up a lot of the federal government's money. It's also probably one of the more important bills out there. So that one might be bipartisan. We'll have to wait and see. But some of these other ones, Republicans have said they want to cut spending. They want to make them as conservative as possible. Only problem is they need 60 votes in the Senate, and we don't know if Democrats are going to be willing to play ball here.
All right. So the likelihood that the recess is on, it's not canceled, I would assume that it could maybe be delayed a little bit if they need to get certain things done, that it's not all or nothing. Do you anticipate the August recess commences as is expected?
Well, I think for the House, it does for sure. I think it depends on what Democrats are willing to do in the Senate, you know, because one thing we saw early on and we still saw it, you know, Leader Thune had a pretty good pace going. He was ahead of a lot of different historical markers when it came to getting President Trump's nominees confirmed, despite some pushback or substantial pushback on a number of them. But as we've gotten some of the more high profile ones done with, you now have maybe some of the not as high profile ones, plus the judicial nominees. And Democrats are still kind of using a lot of these stalling tactics, which eats up a lot of Senate floor time. It takes a while. And so now, you know, President Trump is kind of saying, well, I want my people in office. I want to be able to use the staff that I appointed to be able to run the government. And we still got a lot of people who are not confirmed. So now you have President Trump kind of threatening to, you know, end the August recess in order to get some of these members confirmed. You know, one thing Leader Thune did point out is that I believe this is the only president in a while that at this point in their presidency, they didn't have one nominee that was confirmed by just like a simple voice vote. It's all been roll call. And that's kind of adding to why this is taking so long. So if Democrats are possibly willing to play ball with that and, you know, maybe move along some of the ones that are a little less partisan, have a little bit more bipartisan support and move them along quickly, maybe that could make some changes to this and make President Trump a little more satisfied with where the August recess is.
Ryan Schmell speaking with us, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. Last thing I wanted to touch on with you real quick regards the House Minority Leader, Hakeem Jeffries. Now, he has spoken out on X and said this so-called U.S. attorney in New Jersey maliciously indicted Congresswoman LaMonica McIver for doing her job. Haba is a woefully unqualified political hack who must go. Now, this is in regards to that New Jersey incident where that Congresswoman McIver put her hands on law enforcement trying to make a political statement or try to get inside when she could have just made an appointment, requested the opportunity to access it. But there has been an ethics complaint filed against Hakeem Jeffries now saying that he's actively trying to insert himself into the middle. Grand jury has reacted to and indicted, my understanding is, McIver. So she's going to go on trial. That's my understanding of it. Will this materialize into anything, or is this kind of just a political slap fight, get some people in the headlines with some negative press and move on?
We'll see, because Hakeem Jeffries is actually going to speak here in just a couple minutes for his fly-in day press conference. We're trying to figure this out because this was a conservative organization that filed this. Now, it's either we're trying to figure out if this was an officially filed ethics complaint or if this was just a letter written to the ethics committee, because people write the ethics committee letters all the time asking for certain members to face ethics probes. But then there's also official ethics committee complaints that are filed, and one is significantly more substantial than the other. So I think we're trying to wait and see here and trying to figure out this if this has any legs or this is just a conservative organization filing a complaint against the top House Democrat.
So my understanding is that what Hakeem Jeffries is trying to do is to get Alina Haba removed from her position as a district attorney in New Jersey. And he's trying to get what my understanding is 17 sitting district courts can come together and make this decision to remove and replace her. 15 of them were nominated by Democrat presidents. Kind of a lean in way for Hakeem Jeffries to run cover for his Democrat Representative McIver in this instance, and maybe causes the whole case to fall apart if his influence here had some weight to it?
I think that's the concern, but will it? I don't know if that's going to be the case, because Alina Haba is still awaiting confirmation, I believe. Right now serving as the district attorney for New Jersey, and she's in that position, and I believe she's up for a review soon, and they're going to decide whether or not she's going to stay in that position. So that's what this complaint kind of rises out of, is that this organization believes that Hakeem Jeffries was deliberately interfering with the court member's decision as to what to do with Alina Hobman, whether or not to keep her on or not. So it's kind of a little bit of a back and forth, but we don't know how much influence he's truly going to have here and what they're ultimately going to do. But that's one of the things that was raised by this group, was that they believe this is an interference into that process, and therefore they believe it's a in many ways, a piece of corruption.
We'll see if the Article 3 Project's complaint, as official as it may be, or just a statement, we'll see how far it goes in trying to admonish Hakeem Jeffries, or if Hakeem Jeffries' admonishment of Alina Habba has any legs as well. All right, here's watching the August recess. Ryan Schmelz, thank you for the time today. It's a pleasure to have you, as always.
Thanks, Annie. Have a good one.
You as well. Thank you so much. Ryan Schmelz here on the Annie Fry Show from Capitol Hill. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get to some of those notes from John Solomon. I trust John Solomon. I think he's a good reporter. Your thoughts on him?
I like him.
He doesn't... I mean, I feel like he leans heavy into truth. And it's weird that truth has been... It feels like truth is on the right.
He's always
wrong?
On the leading edge, too.
Yeah.
He doesn't really shy away from stuff that's controversial.
Actual journalistic reporting. We'll get some of his thoughts next. Don't go away.